The Arctic World Archive, AWA, is a unique facility located in Longyearbyen, Norway, the world's northernmost town. Situated in the Svalbard Archipelago, which lies between mainland Norway and the North Pole, this remote location is characterized by its frozen landscapes and sparse human settlements. The AWA is housed in a decommissioned coal mine, where it serves as an underground vault for preserving important data. Customers can store their information on film, ensuring its survival against technological obsolescence and the passage of time. Founder Rune Bjerkstroud emphasizes the importance of safeguarding memories and heritage through this innovative approach to data preservation. The AWA has been operational for 8 years and has received over 100 deposits from various institutions, companies, and individuals across more than 30 countries. Among the diverse collection of digitized artifacts are 3D scans of the Taj Mahal, ancient manuscripts from the Vatican Library, and Norway's famous painting, The Scream, by Edvard Munch. The facility operates commercially and utilizes technology from PQL, a Norwegian data preservation company also led by Bjerkstroud. Inspired by the nearby Global Seed Vault, the AWA aims to provide a secure environment for data storage, protecting it from risks such as terrorism, war, and cyber attacks. The conditions within the vault are ideal for long-term preservation, as it remains dark, dry, and cold year-round. Bjerkstroud believes that even if global warming causes the Arctic permafrost to thaw, the vault's robust structure will still protect its contents. A notable feature of the archive is GitHub's Code Vault, which contains hundreds of reels of open-source code essential for software development. GitHub's chief operating officer, Kyle Daigle, highlights the importance of securing software for future generations, as it has become integral to modern life. Data at the AWA is encoded onto photosensitive film, which is processed to create images that resemble tiny QR codes. This method ensures that the information cannot be deleted or altered, making it easily retrievable in the future. However, concerns remain about whether future generations will understand how to access this preserved data. To address this, PQL has printed a guide on the film itself, allowing for optical magnification and reading. As the volume of data generated continues to grow, experts warn of a potential digital dark age, where advancements in technology may render current formats obsolete. The AWA accepts new deposits 3 times a year, with recent additions including recordings of endangered languages and manuscripts by composer Frédéric Chopin. Photographers and archivists, like Christian Clowers and Joanne Shortland, are also contributing their work to the vault, recognizing the importance of preserving visual evidence of climate change and historical artifacts. As digital formats become increasingly outdated, the AWA represents a crucial effort to ensure that significant cultural and historical information remains accessible for future generations.